Ceremony. You can hear the Navy band there. It's probably the biggest or highest profile, anyway, event for the National Menorah. It was lit near the White House on Sunday for Hanukkah, and so the celebration begins. 8 days of Hanukkah. It's also known as the Festival of Lights. And they started doing the menorah thing in Washington near 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue all the way back in 1979, that's when President Jimmy Carter first got involved, and I think was the first, he was the first president to actually be there for that ceremony near Lafayette Park, because this is the month of celebrating, and Hanukkah is one of those celebrations for Jewish folks. And of course, you also have the Christmas tree, and they already had the lighting of the Christmas tree on Thursday near the White House. So it is that time of year. You can tell people are running around crazed to get gifts. It is brutal in those parking lots where you see the big stare down. Who's going to get the space first? And I've seen it. I've seen it when I very calmly come around the corner, but I'm watching somebody else in another row, and I can't believe the way people treat each other sometimes just over parking. It makes no sense. Speaking of how people treat each other, in Washington, it's like a growl fest between the Republicans and the Democrats, but we all know that. That's old news. Could we be a nation more split down the center, and could the people in Washington be more like frenemies than anybody else in the entire United States? Probably not. So suddenly there's been a little progress. And what is the progress? The progress is, with 22 days to go before kicking and screaming the financial cliff beneath our feet dissolves, if you want to believe that, the president and the Speaker of the House met again. It looks like the Republicans are softening on the stance to not raise taxes on anyone who makes $250,000, which is basically what's been now established as the 2% of America. So taxes will go up for those folks if there is a deal, which means that some entitlements will be cut too. What are those entitlements? You know, we don't know yet at this point. We don't even know if there is any kind of an official deal, just that you have a lot of Republicans that were part of the Sunday swirl who were willing to cop to the fact that they're going to let taxes be raised, that they're going to say okay to the tax thing. And that was the line in the sand that seemed like it could never, ever be broken. So what would make some of these Republicans who have been the most vocal decide that they are willing to give in? The concessions, I think, would have to be pretty, pretty big. All right, coming up this hour, we're not going to keep going off that fiscal cliff nonsense. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, like who won the Heisman Trophy and what happened in the NFL, because we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. There were some interesting things this weekend that took place. Of course, the Nail the Score game doesn't happen until Monday. And do you drink beer? If you drink beer, you might be kind of in the minority, because statistics show that a lot of Americans aren't drinking the beers, at least that we used to drink, and some people have turned to other things like wine. I think people are definitely drinking beer. They're just drinking different kinds of beer. And there are some surprising numbers. The traditional beers that you would see people drinking, think King of the Hill, think Bud, are no longer the beer of choice. So what is? We're going to talk about that, too, as well. Plus, we have a great re-rack. You know when you go on the Internet and suddenly it's like if you're on Gmail or Yahoo or whatever it is you have, and you see these advertisements all around. Well, they're advertisements for a place you're looking up or something that you were writing a note to somebody about, and you start to see things that are similar because this is how they're doing the analytics and offering you up what their advertisers are trying to get you, knowing this is your preferences, trying to get you sucked into. And it's getting worse. How safe are we? How secure are we with our information that is made visible and often is easily collected? I mean, I have a theory that pretty much everything is up for grabs. All the data about you, about me, and about everybody else in between is easily, sadly, obtainable. Because what is the right to privacy if it constantly is getting eroded? Remember, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and somewhere in there I would stick a little asterisk and say privacy. Don't we all have a right to some privacy? Is it technology? Albert Einstein was the guy who predicted that technology would be our downfall. Is it our downfall? So all this information, nothing is secret anymore. Everything is out there, including who wants to run for president in 2016. I'll give you a couple of them. Newt Gingrich, he wants to run again. He's going to keep running until that's the end of his life. I think he's just going to keep running, keep running, keep running. It's just too attractive to him every time he's asked about it and the people who are heavy Newt backers. So somewhere he's going to find his way, I think, into the 2016 picture again. Ultimately, the Democrats and the thing that everybody's speculating about is Hillary Clinton, whether or not Hillary Clinton will be around for 2016. And the word is 90% of the Democratic Party wants to see Hillary Clinton run. So the question is, will Hillary Clinton or Newt Gingrich ever, ever be president of the United States? Both of them are super, uber famous, right? But especially Hillary Clinton. I'd say she has a little edge on Newt Gingrich probably in that department, but not necessarily by a lot. So if Hillary Clinton wants to be president in 2016, what are the chances that she would beat out whatever Republican, and the bench is pretty strong now, would be put up to go up against Hillary Clinton? This is so heavily speculated that when I woke up this morning, somebody had sent me already an article in the New York Times where she was heavily featured, and it talked about her future and how popular she is and, you know, how she could affect the outcome of whatever happens in the next election. Wow, we just went through an election and already we're handicapping what's going to happen in 2016. All right, stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horse head pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
With me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great holiday season and you're getting every parking spot that your heart desires and you're not going through the wicked stare downs that I've witnessed when I've made those regrettable treks to any mall-like areas. I am not a shopper. You know, there's always this stereotype that women like to shop. I don't like to shop. Don't like to shop. I like to watch football. So I watched a lot of football. And coming up at the tail end of this hour, as I already promised, we have our NFL re-rack produced by Mr. Johnson. It's always fun to hear that. The Giants, with a big win over New Orleans, they slammed them. It might be the most boring game that was on the board. Even if you're a Giants fan, you don't have any points for score. That's why I always say when we play our contest, nail the score, no guess is out of bounds. Because check this out. The Giants beat the Saints by a score of 52-27. So you add up those points, that's 79 points. Then you had a score. This is an unbelievable score. Unbelievable. If this was our nail the score game, how many people would have predicted that Seattle would spank Arizona 58-0? Nobody. Nobody would have predicted that. Our nail the score, by the way, is the Monday night game. So we do have no results to release at this point because it is the Monday night game between Houston and New England. Speaking of games and gamesmanship, we know what's happening in Washington, who has this piece of territory, who has that. But the real money guys, the one who have almost like leaf blowers when they walk into their big buildings because they're just sucking up the cash, even still, will get big bonuses this year, but not quite what they're used to. There was a big report in the New York Post. The headline screamed that Wall Street workers expecting the worst bonus season since 2008. Oh, how sad. You know what the average bonus this year will be? $101,000. But that's a 16.5% decline from last year. At almost 50% since 2006, the average then was $191,000. Gee, I hate to say it, but do you think most of America is going to be upset by reading those numbers? I don't think so. The overall bonus pool dumped 13.5% between 2010 and 2011 to 19.7 billion. However, once again, we are the sweaters, remember? And what happens to the sweaters, aka the middle class, we still get jammed up in this deal. Why? Because all of that money is usually pumped back into New York City economy. So restaurants, businesses, all that kind of stuff. So all the little people involved in those jobs will end up feeling the effects of lower bonuses in that area. So once again, when people say, when politicians occasionally say, well, where's the job creation? And if you really kick it up too high to the people in charge, in other words, tax rates, you know, lower the corporate taxes, it is really true. It'll ultimately affect who? Repeat after me, the sweaters. Speaking of sweaters, a lot of us like to drink beer. Do you drink beer? Raise your hand. I have my infrared special glasses on, and I can see across America. It's an amazing, amazing feat, something that happened as I got older. My eyesight actually got better with the special glasses. So, how many people drink beer? A lot of people drink beer. But what kinds of beer are they drinking? There was an article, it was in the Wall Street Journal, and I think it was reprinted in a couple of other places, that caught my eye about beer, talking about the 9 beers that Americans no longer drink. Does this sound familiar to any of you? Were you drinking ever in your life Milwaukee's Best Light? If you are a drinker of that, you're kind of in the minority. The amount of barrels sold, at least in 2011, 1.2 million. The sales that they've lost, almost 36%. And remember, the whole thing about Milwaukee's Best Light is they were that huge, low-calorie beer. And now...
That's so, the beer of choice for low-income 18 to 22-year-old college
yes.
students.
I drank that.
That Natty Light.
Exactly. You know, it came around like in the 80s. It came around like in the mid-80s, I want to say, is when they first came around. One of the other ones, besides that beer, one of the other ones on the list, there's like 7 on the list, is a beer that I sometimes like to drink with a really cold glass and some olives thrown in, Amstel Light. Down their sales losses almost 50%. The barrels sold 340,000. And that Amstel Light, they say they were the first imported light beer ever available in the United States. So their sales have dumped completely. Here's another one that might surprise some of you. Miller Genuine Draft down 52%, over 52%. The amount of barrels they sold, and these are 2011, by the way, because we're not through 2012, 1.6 million. A beer that I know from college days, I remember a lot of people drinking, Old Milwaukee, their barrels sold 460,000. Their sales loss is 52.8%. 52.8%. That's not good. And here's another one that was popular when I was in school and still was popular getting out of school, and a lot of women especially asked for it. Michelob Light. Because that's when everybody's talking about, calories, how can I save a calorie or two? And so Michelob Light was the edge. 66.3% their sales losses. That's terrible. 425,000 barrels sold in the United States. Between 2010 and 2011, the overall sales, 19%. The sales losses, the 66 plus, is between 2006 and 2011. So that's not good. That's a weak brand. The number one getting kicked in the rear end loss for beer from 2006 to 2011. Michelob, 72%. How many people drink Michelob listening to me on the show? Let me give out the digits if you want to throw in your two, if you want to ring in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Where else can you get such great entertainment talking about beer? The beers that are pretty much almost being wiped off, eliminated. They're being cut back. And Michelob would be number one. 72 is a terrible number. So really, consumers in the United States have really chucked Michelob. And the way they're declining so rapidly, you'd have to think that Michelob and Amstel Light, they're pretty much, the sites are, I mean, they're done. They're pretty much have to be, they're not going to sell a lot of that, doesn't look like. And how many bars are going to order it if their clientele isn't getting it? The answer is they're, you know, they're not going to. Because they have to be able, they want to get have people buy their beer. And that's the other part of the equation. A lot of people make their own beer. A lot of people are going to brew houses where they make beer. And then also, I think it's where you, whatever part of the country that you're from, there might be beer that just happens to be very popular there. A beer that I like is called Yingling. Not to sound like a big drunk, it's not that I'm drinking constantly beer, but I do like an occasional beer. I do like an occasional beer. And so I would say Amstel Light, which is probably going out, or Yingling would be my choices, two of my choices. But Yingling you can't get every place. There are a lot of places you can't get it. So you're mostly talking about probably the East Coast and then some other spots that are starting to get them in. But maybe people are also not drinking as much beer. Maybe people are turning to wine, or maybe people are also turning to not drinking as much. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, just in looking at people around me, the while there are definitely people that are buying liquor, I wonder how much it's dropped off, meaning wine and beer sales totally. I don't know that we can come up with that number, but I think the era of massive drinking has kind of fallen off a little bit. And, of course, depends on your age group, too, as well. And single versus married, probably, that might fall into it, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real bones, butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
ATN, I always say, hey, if you want to let it rip and you can't dial at 855-266-KATE, then the thing to do is send us an email at americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. With that in mind, many of you take me up on the offer, and I am always shocked, and I say this a lot, but each and every time I check the mail, half the time I'm in danger of too much mail, and I have to hurry up and clear it out. So, otherwise I'm going to crash the system. So guess what? We have to clear the mail out, so we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay, so here's one from Jake in Austin. And Jake in Austin says, Kate, did you see the thing about the Texas A&M freshman? I could never be so proud. Did I tell you that I went to school there? How about a Frosh winning the Heisman? What a rarity that is. Yes, a huge rarity. And, of course, not just in Texas, but all over the place it's being talked about. You know, it used to be the Heisman is, the speculation would run rampant really all season long, and I guess it still does, and the voting and what's going to happen. But he made history, the A&M quarterback, Manziel, Johnny Manziel his name is, and they call him Johnny Football. That's his nickname. So Johnny Football, I think, might have surprised a few people. In the entire history of the award, in the 78 years, it has never been given to a freshman, and so he did make history, Jake. Yes, indeed, it is pretty exciting, and he beat out a lot of people. He wasn't in danger of the people that were right behind him, the Notre Dame linebacker, the Kansas City quarterback, a couple other that were on the list, didn't even come close points-wise, because that's the voting thing. It's all about the points. So he was pretty, I think he was pretty touched by that. He had 43 touchdowns, rushing and passing, and 4,600 yards. So he is definitely on the map. Then the question becomes, now what? All right, let's move on to the next one. This one from John, listening to us, he says, in Vermont. John says, hello, America, tonight. It's been a very strange year, 2012 has been. I look forward to your year-end pieces I heard you talking about, re-racking what were some of the top stories and what were some of the biggest blunders of the year. Yeah, in the blunder category, there were so many. I mean, if you're the person who screwed up, maybe and you got national attention, you're a politician, an entertainer, whatever, I guess the one solace those folks could take is there was always somebody else who was screwing up. At the end of the year, and when you happen to have something happen at the end of the year, you get probably more attention than any other time. So the end of the year story, General Petraeus and his fall from grace. There he was in line to take over at the CIA, He was in line to take over at the helm of the Defense Department to slide into Leon Panetta's gig, and then all that came crashing down because of a biographer that he met at Harvard who wanted to write his biography. Wow, a chance meeting. Who knew what would happen? And then years later, because it had been a couple of years, unfortunately for him, it exploded into a huge story. All right, here's one from, here's one from Ariel who says, dear Ms. Delaney, I've heard you talk about this before. In fact, I think you do some kind of dungeon thing, and I can remember you putting in that former assistant Penn State coach. Have you seen what's been going on with him lately? I happened to catch a news report the other day, and they were saying that he had to be confined to a cell almost every single hour. I did see that same thing, and they're saying that he's confined for 23 hours because they're worried about his safety. In prison, who are the biggest pariahs that we've heard about? Well, that would be sexual offenders, because the people in prison have sons, daughters, you know, relatives. And that's the one thing that you just don't seem to do very well in a prison population when you are any kind of a sexual offender, especially this in the case of molesting boys, of being convicted for molesting and sexually abusing boys. He is a serial child sex offender, Jerry Sandusky. So he's in a tight, restricted area. And that's a long time to be, you know, thrown in a hole for 23 hours, basically. I feel no sorrow for this man, however, if you think about being convicted of 45 counts of sexually abusing 10 boys over 15 years. Who knows if there were more than that. But anyway, 10 over 15, and he was sentenced to up to 60 years in prison. And what a... you know, there's a scandal that really sparked a massive national conversation over sex abuse in universities and sports and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, not to get off into a tangent there. Yes, 23 hours, too dangerous for him to be anywhere in the, you know, in the public population of a prison, because he would not be safe. He wouldn't be safe. That's the bottom line. All right, here's one from, let's see, the Keys. The Keys, I'm thinking that could mean a couple of different things, but spelled like, I think, Florida Keys. But the Keys says, hello and Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners of America. Tonight, while I am in Gator Country, aha, I knew that was a hint, I am a rabid cowboy fan. I think it is very sad what has now happened to that team, the drunk driving incident. Maybe this will make people pay more attention to drunk driving. If, you know, anytime there's any kind of a high-profile case, and what happened was one of the cowboys was arrested on suspicion of, what do they call the official way they worded it, intoxication manslaughter, after the car that he was driving flipped and caught fire on Saturday morning, and it killed a teammate. And so the Cowboys, who played Cincinnati, had Brown's, the guy who died, Jerry Brown's shirt visible on the bench, and he was on the practice squad, and all around them, and they talked about it before and after the game. And this was a pretty bad accident. They certainly believe that alcohol was a factor, because they're saying the car actually went about 900 feet or so after hitting the curb, and when they got to the scene, the one cowboy, he was a nose tackle for the team, was dragging the other guy from the car. He was dragging Brown from the car, the practice player, you know, pulling him. And so the guy that was killed was 25 years old. He was pronounced dead almost immediately. And the guy now arrested on suspicion of intoxication manslaughter was in his third season with the team, and he was, booked him into to jail, and he's 24 years old. So, yeah, maybe, you know, anytime you have any, like I said, any kind of a high-profile deal, any kind of a driving thing and a charge with a friend and, you know, killing the friend and all that kind of stuff, maybe it does make somebody think twice. All right, here's our last one, and this one comes to us from Jerry B. Jerry B. says, Katie Kate, I've heard you play some Rolling Stones occasionally on the show. Did you happen to notice over the weekend that the Rolling Stones were in Brooklyn doing an anniversary gig? Anniversary in the sense of when they first came to the U.S. Yeah, the Stones, boy, talk about longevity, because they still, and maybe it's nostalgia, older crowd, or whatever it is, doesn't matter, but they still get people to go out and listen to them when they do any kind of a concert. I mean, they're 68 plus, in their 70s, some of them, and they were there for 2.5 hours at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, which is that new arena. It's their first U.S. show. They're doing like a mini tour, and it's unbelievable. 50 years as a band together. First of all, band members staying together, but 50 years as a rock band. And Mick Jagger, 69 years old. Why keep doing it? Because it's like an ATM machine. If you think of all your fantasy things that you could possibly do, let's just say even in the entertainment field, what would you want to be? Playing an act somewhere on a stage, traveling around and pressing the ATM button, having people, 18,000 people, 20,000 people, however many, jump up on their feet and give you a standing ovation. I think a lot of people would like to have that opportunity, don't you? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In the backfield right now, though. High backfield behind Wilson. He's going to take it left side. He's going to get a first down, 30. 25 still on the move. 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh, my word, he's done it again. Touchdown, Seahawks. Marshawn Lynch.
Here's the read option. Newton keeps it himself, and it's wide open. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Dive for the pylon. It's a touchdown.
39. Jada throw over the middle, intercepted. Overshot, Marshall intercepted. Harrison Smith running right to the 45 of the Bears, to the 40, sideline 30. S. Gordon to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
34 yards out for the game in overtime. The holder is Rocca. Horvath is ready. The kick is on the way, and it is a bullseye! He hits it, and the Redskins victorious. They have won four straight, beating the Ravens tonight, 31-28 in overtime.
Shotgun formation, balls and quarterback. Comes out of this. We lead five. From the goal line.
We called it.
No! Left for the Eagles.
The high punt taken at the 7-yard line. Here comes a return by the Browns. Two steps down to the left side into the open field. Cleveland's Travis Benjamin. Downfield blocks. It's Doug Bridge. It's Travis Benjamin. 20-yard line. 15. Two blocks. 10. 5. Touchdown. Cleveland Browns.
Kaepernick takes the snap. Gonna keep the ball and run left. And Kaepernick gets the first down and more. 40. 30. He is gone. Kaepernick. 50-yard touchdown, 49ers.
Stafford blitzes on. Ball goes to his hands. Stafford is up for
for some, it was that kind of week, without a doubt. Here we are, week 14, one game left, and it is our Nail the Score game, folks. That's where you call in, and it happens Wednesday into Thursday morning, really Thursday morning, third hour. We pick the random game of the week. The supercomputer does it. You simply call in, just like playing lottery. Pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And like I said, a very strange week. I know I keep echoing the same sentiments, but I'll tell you, if you were trying to play at home and figure out, okay, so what's going on here, you could see some patterns emerge, but boy, there were some crazy things that happened. What's going on with the Falcons? Carolina beats them 30-20. You heard the Minnesota call. Minnesota getting by Chicago. Chicago's fading 21-14. Baltimore can't stop the run, can't seem to do anything right, and they're beaten in an exciting game, 31-28. It didn't look like it was going to be that kind of game in the end. And Philadelphia, they're terrible, but they end up beating Tampa Bay because they come back in the end, 23-21. That's a who-cares game, actually. But with other playoff implications, some of the finishes have been interesting. The Giants needed some distance. Why not? Because you see the Cowboys in their rearview mirror. They beat Cincinnati. And, of course, Washington, I just mentioned their win. So they trounced New Orleans 52-27. Then you have the crazy Seattle score where what happened to Arizona? The goose egg, nothing, zero, no points, 58-0, 58-0. And somehow Green Bay scrapes out another win, 27-20, beating Detroit. So they keep finding a way to hang around, stay around, and keep themselves in this thing. Matt, you're a Vikings fan. We always get the Vikings kind of skinny from you. I only saw a few highlights from this game. But that was a must-needed or a much-needed win for the Vikings anyway. So that was big. That keeps them there.
Yeah, it was definitely a must-win game. We're on the bubble for the wild card berth. And if we lost, we definitely would have been out of it, I think. We need too much help if we lose that game. So now we're still on the bubble. Got to win next week at St. Louis. But it comes down to we still don't have a quarterback, and that's the problem because we had an amazing defense. We got a defensive touchdown and then another defensive interception that was ran back to about the 5-yard line. So almost two defensive scores. And Adrian Peterson rushed for, I don't know what his final total was, but he had like over 100 yards in the first quarter. So it was basically running the ball in defense. It was more of your old school NFC Central. Back in those days, the black and blue division, it was more of one of those old school games where you run the football and have a great defense and little passing.
Yeah, and that obviously worked there for the quarterback who's shaky. All right, just make the handoff clean. That's all we need you to do. Clean handoffs, please.
I would kill to have somebody like Alex Smith or Trent Dilfer on this team, but we just don't have it.
And yeah, but that means next year shopping.
Well, that's why, I mean, there's a lot of my friends and I were saying that San Fran's obviously moving in a different direction. Throw the 49ers, you know, a mid-round draft pick for Alex Smith, and then use one of your own draft picks in the second round on a quarterback, and let's get rolling, because you're ruining one of the best runners of all time, his prime years. I mean, he came back from a torn ACL, and he's better than he was before.
Yeah, so sure, why not do it? Why not snap something up where you need it? And a quarterback is obviously what Minnesota's looking for, but of course Minnesota's not the only team that's looking for somebody in the pocket, and those decisions are a little ways off. So we just start going through week 14 in the NFL. You know, the one score that stands out to me is what happened where Seattle just crushed the Cardinals, and turnovers, 8 turnovers was one of the big reasons that happened. I can't remember seeing a zero on a board in forever.
That's another team that is desperately in need of a quarterback, and Vince Young was actually tweeting Larry Fitzgerald Jr. during the game. Saying,
yeah, help me.
Help! I'll come help you. Tell your coach I'll come sign with you. And he probably could do a better job than what they have. And you've got to think that Ken Whisenhunt, his job may be done.
Yeah.
Because there's rumors that Ray Horton's going to take over the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, especially, I mean, with that kind of an embarrassment, boom, that's it right there, I think. I can't imagine how much more rope he would get. To have just zero is incredible. I mean, incredible to not have anything, no point, zero, put up with the 8 turnovers. Just can't do that. You can't play in the NFL and have the ball turn over that many times. You know, absolutely no way. You're definitely skating on more than thin ice. Let's put it that way. I can't imagine that there's not massive changes in Arizona, because it's with the humiliating loss and the way the season has gone. I don't think so. I'll tell you one team that we haven't talked about that much, but Denver beating Oakland 26-13. Man, I'll tell you what, John Elway, I heard, is like a Cheshire cat, because people were totally pounding him about Tim Tebow and letting Tim Tebow go to New York. And, of course, they get Peyton Manning from Indianapolis, the leftovers from Indianapolis. And now, you know, Denver is sitting there again, and they're 10-3. And so they come up with another big win. And the focus is kind of on Peyton Manning, but he's not the only one who is, you know, smashing a few records here and there, and who's really contributing to the team. They've got a great running game, and I think that's part of the reason why it's worked so well this time anyway with Manning, because Manning is he's trying to follow along. He's trying to be part of that whole game plan. And he had his 30th touchdown pass on the opening drive, so he became the fastest quarterback to reach 5,000 career completions, and got his 12th 10-win season as a starter. So that moves them a half game ahead of New England and Baltimore for the second-best record in the AFC. Denver goes to Baltimore next week. That game will help decide who gets a first-round playoff bye. And that might be what happens for the Broncos. And that's a big bone to throw to Peyton, because, like I said, he was booted from Indianapolis because of his neck, and the owner not willing to take a chance on that. But that's been the gain of the Denver Broncos, without a doubt.
The weather outside is weather.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
What, are you kidding me?
Francis! This guy's double check!
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.